أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن هؤلاء يحبون العاجلة ويذرون وراءهم يوما ثقيلا. نحن خلقناهم وشددنا أسرهم وإذا شئنا بدلنا أمثالهم تبديلا. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explained that a person should make his ibadat, tahajjud, namaz, Allah encouraged, and zikr at night. And ulama have written that once a person gets the enjoyment of zikr at night, then he realizes there is no greater enjoyment than that. For Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who is the creator of all enjoyment, when a person will take the name of Allah Ta'ala properly and with love, there is no other enjoyment that can surpass that. And therefore, they spend long times in the zikr of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And also, tasbih of Allah Ta'ala, a person should read, and during the day also, and particularly at night. And then further, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ هَاُولَىٰ يُحِبُّونَ الْعَاجِرَةِ Ye log chahte hai jaldi milne wale ko. These people, that is those who do not believe in the Akhirat, who don't believe in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for them this worldly life is an end all and be all. So they just want the things of this dunya all the time. And they want the enjoyments of this cash, what is now in dunya. And that is what they look for. And then we should also ponder about it with regard to ourselves. That do we also just want what is immediate and we don't see what is the end result? That is also very important. Like for example, a traffic cop stops us for speeding. One immediate thing easy is to give him a bribe and it's over all. And the other thing is to go with the whole procedure. So we also many times in many things, we have to speak a lie, we just speak a lie and we think we get away. But those lies get us in bigger problems afterwards. So in all matters, a person shouldn't just look what is immediate, but he should look at the end result. And the sooner a person realizes this, the better. وَيَذَرُونَ وَرَاءَهُمْ يَوْمًا ثَقِيلًا Or chhod rakha hai apne peeche ek bhari din. And they do not worry, they have thrown behind their backs a very heavy day, the day of Qiyamah, which will be a day where everything what a person has done, it will be recorded and it will be shown to him and told to him, اقرأ كتابك, read your own report now. Everything what we have forgotten about ourselves, what we have done, it will be recorded there. But however, a person who makes sincere tawbah and turns to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala Himself destroys all those records. So tawbah and istighfar is extremely important. Otherwise all this will be presented there and it will be a day that the severities of which nobody will be able to escape. And that is what a person has to keep in mind. And if this one aqidah of ours can come correct, that the Akhirat, the life of the Qabr, the life of the day of Qiyamah, all that, then we can reform ourselves and correct ourselves just by that. That is a very important thing. And this, that how the non-believers, they don't believe that we will be resurrected, that there is life in the year after, in the Qabr, they don't believe in the day of Qiyamah. So Allah Ta'ala gives a proof that man will definitely be resurrected and what the great qudrat and power of Allah Ta'ala is. Allah Ta'ala says, نَحْنُ خَلَقْنَاهُمْ هَمْنِ unku banaya. Don't you see that when we made you the first time, then how is it that we won't be able to make you a second time? When we made everything out of nothing, from one drop of sperm, Allah made this whole human being. And not only one, but how many children are born every day in the world? Who is the maker of all this? So when He can make us like that, then what is it difficult for Him to resurrect us? As somebody has said, somebody says that Allah, na'uzubillah, Allah has got no eyes, so how can He see us? So Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْهِ Did we not make two eyes for every human being? So when we gave everyone two eyes, how we won't make eyes for ourselves, we won't have eyes that we won't be able to see. And also that a person, some people say that how can Allah know what is in our heart? So Allah Ta'ala says, وَشَفَتَيْن, and we made his two lips, and the lips speak of what is in the heart. So when we can do that, then what is our qudrat and our power? So Allah's power is very, very great. نَحْنُ خَلَقْنَاهُمْ وَشَدَدْنَا أَسْرَهُمْ, or مَزْبُوط kiya unki jhor bandi ko. And yet many places in the Quran Allah explains how he has created man. Yet he refers to particularly the joints which are in the body. There are 360 joints in the body. And if we have problems in one joint, whether it's the knee, the ankle, the back, we know what difficulties we go through. And this Allah has made this 360 joints and so perfect. And how many things there are in one joint. The bones also, when sometimes the qurbani we make and we cut the bones, we see how the things fit into one another, how perfectly. Then that liquid which has to be there, that little oiling and greasing, there, if that has to dry up, there is a problem. Everything Allah has made so perfect and so beautiful. So when Allah has got that qudrat, what is it difficult to resurrect man again? وَإِذَا شِئْنَا بَدَّلْنَا أَمْثَالَهُمْ تَبْدِيلًا, اور جب ہم چاہے بدل لائے ان جیسے لوگ بدل کر. And when we wish to, we will change those people for other people like them. That is, when people don't fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, they break the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Allah says it's not difficult for us to replace them with other people. And naturally, when Allah will replace them, He will replace them with such people who will observe and obey the laws of Allah Ta'ala. So a person must always be fearful in every aspect of his life, that we must obey the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, not go against His commands. He can remove us and put other people in our place, and they will do a much more better job. Many times a person in whichever position he is, he feels nobody else can do this job like me. But Allah Ta'ala, the world is carrying on for so long, and the world is progressing. It's not that the people who have died, there's no replacement for them. No, Allah Ta'ala puts replacements, and the world is progressing all the time. So we should be always fearful of Allah Ta'ala and keep His qudrat and His power in mind. And prepare for our akhirat, whatever we have heard, we should make tawbah and correct our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana.